Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Chip Littlejohn in snowy Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Had a big front come through during the night, and we've started winter out here. And this is our Wednesday morning product sizzle call for Amplify and Happiness Brands. And in preparation for this morning's call, I went back to Saturday when Dave Johnson and Dr. Gary Samuelson had one of the most spectacular, I thought, Zoom calls that I've ever heard introducing a new concept and a new product. And it's Dr. Gary Samuelson, who is very spectacular thinker, speaker, a gentle kind of guy. I got a kick out of it when he asked Dave, is it okay if I share my screen? And then he talked for a little while, and he says, is this the information you were looking for? And I thought, oh, my goodness, isn't that interesting? He's so gentle, and he's carrying such a wealth of information that is so valuable to everybody right this second. And so listening very carefully, wanting to learn from him, wanting to be better at expressing these ideas to people, partly because the last time that he emerged in network marketing with a nano this or nano that, I missed it. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. And someone was attempting to tell me, you know, why it was such a big deal, and I didn't get it. And I thought, okay, this is a chance to look at the guy. There is no one better to express this idea. And he began to tell his story, beginning as a boy, fascinated with nature. I just got drawn in to his personality and his study and what he has been interested in for a lifetime, why that's so different that there are hardly any medical atomic physicists in the world, and we get to, you know, actually represent the product that has come from one that became useful. I kind of jokingly talk about my life, and I say, you know, in my life I've become the world's foremost expert on a lot of things that don't matter much to other people. You know, when I was a boy and he was thinking about medical atomic physicists, I was fascinated with racing pigeons and wound up getting a degree and then a master's degree in agriculture, especially about poultry. Not that agriculture isn't important, but most people aren't nearly as interested in chickens as I am. So here was a guy that became interested in smaller. So how do you learn? How do you get better at something? How do you, you know, begin to really, truly understand? And essentially you look closer or you back off and you look at it from farther away. In his case, he really got into the look closer thing. You know, we talk about big thinkers. Dr. Samuelson is a big thinker about small things, or you could say that he is a very, very small thinker. When we're reaching out to people, I don't want the same thing to happen to us at this point as happened to me way back when I should have begun to catch on to how important his information was. So I'm looking for things to say. I call it professional languaging. Words that catch your attention, things that you can put into a conversation that draw interest, that raise the importance. And so as you are listening to Dr. Samuelson, to Dave, to Chris Bruce, to myself, to each other, also listen inside your head. And if something comes up and is said that seems right to you, capture that and use it in your conversations. One that I like from years ago is, you know, we all work from a compensation plan because we are network marketers. We represent a product, and that's where our income comes from. So I started playing with that, and I thought, well, okay, compensation plan, yes, but it's also really a conversation plan because what are we rewarded for? Conversation. And I have to say, hanging around Dave for the last couple of years, the most important conversation is invitation. So if you have inviting skills or you have an inclination to invite someone to learn about these things, to participate in a function, on the invitation on WhatsApp Inner Circle this morning, I reposted the October 30th event where Dr. Samuelson is going to be there, and they're going to be talking about Pier 47 and Earth there. That's exactly what was on Saturday's Zoom, what we're talking about today. And I think some of the most important, valuable things available to be learned by anybody right now. So, a couple other things that have come along languaging-wise. You know, we talked about over the last couple months that deal, what's the most important filter in your health? And it really is the one between your hand and your mouth. So we're now talking about new products. Do they get to move from your hand to your mouth? Are these things important enough for you to use them? Another one that I've been using just the last week or so, because we're interacting with people that are so digestively stressed in a lot of cases. I mean, if you know somebody who's really up against it and they're taking Prilosec and burning up inside anyway and you know, just can't make finely crafted extended food pellets. I came up with that one time when I had horrible diarrhea from being poisoned with carbon monoxide. Finely crafted expended food pellets. Well, why do we eat in the first place? Structure and function. Because we need to make ourselves, and then we need to be able to work. Let's just kind of skip forward a little bit in my talk here. When Gary's showing you the video of smaller and smaller, greater and greater magnifications beginning on the back of a person's hands, he finally gets down to the proteins inside of a cell, and he shows proteins at work. And what are they doing? Structure and function, same thing you are by eating. Then let's skip ahead to the very last thing on my note page here. Why is it that Pure 47 is so important, and it's such a big deal? Because it has the proper structure and functions. Remember, when he gets it as small as he wants it, and I got a kick out of it, because he said, you know, when you're magnified 10,000 times, and you're starting to see cells, and kind of what's going on there, you're still a million times too big for Pure 47 nano 200 atom size product. Still a million times too big for that. And so you hear the word nano thrown around a lot to the point that you kind of ignore it because you're thinking, well, that person's just using that as a buzzword. Well, it's not a buzzword when Dr. Samuelson says nano. That's the real thing. That's the real guy. There's no one better to explain what nano is than he is. And I picked up something in the question and answers. I've listened to that a couple of times now, that Saturday deal with he and Dave, and Thane sitting in the background. And I thought, just all of a sudden something will jump out at you. And he was talking about the difference between colloidal silver and his spherical Pure 47 nano silver. He said the colloidal silver is big, yes, but it's also kind of misshapen. And so it's difficult for it to get places, but when it does get there, oftentimes it'll get stuck there. And remember, the reason that metals become toxic, and in silver's case it isn't toxic, it just turns you blue, is because they get stuck somewhere. And one of the things that's important structure and function-wise with Pure 47 is it keeps moving. It's extremely mobile. It gets where it needs to be. It does what it needs to do. What's it need to do? It actually needs to impair, its function is to impair the function of primitive proteins. That's why it's valuable. And one of the functions that it impairs is the ability to enter a cell and mess with the functions inside the cell. So you could kind of maybe have a subheading for today's call, and it would be structure and function. not just why do you eat, but then you get just a little bit further down, you say, what do proteins do? Then you get a little bit further down and you say, what does silver do to a protein, especially a primitive protein that's one that hurts you? I thought it was really, really important, and a punchline that jumped out of his speech was, how does it tell the difference between the good proteins and the bad proteins, the good cells and the bad cells, the good this and the bad that? That's one of my fascination with Rick's product. You know, it'll enter a cell that's made a mistake, will not enter a cell that is healthy. In this case, the Pure 47 sticks to a cell that's primitive, does not stick to a humanly useful protein. Exactly how it does that selection, I haven't gotten yet, but I'm sure, I would look forward to hearing that. But that's so important, because you're not going to accidentally hurt yourself when you're trying to help yourself. And you kind of look at the other side of the world, why is there a doctor, a diagnosis, a prescription, and a pharmacist involved in working in a pharmacy, working in a medical facility? It's because most of the interventions can hurt you, and you're trying to walk the line between hurting yourself and helping yourself. I've actually, and I keep throwing these things in. These are things that I consider to be professional languaging, things that catch your attention. I look at the standard of care that was offered to my wife when she was ill, and I began to think, that's not really the standard of care. That's desperate care, because you wouldn't do it if you weren't desperate. These are things that you can do routinely. It really is, and I love adding something to hygiene. What can you do every day to make a big difference for yourself? Hygiene. What is using Rick's product? Taking a shower on the inside. Using a zeolite to wash away the biologically toxic metals. What is using Pure 47? It's hygiene. Matter of fact, at the end, when he starts talking about what can you do to protect yourself, he starts with wash your hands, use zeolites, and use Pure 47. All of those are hygiene. Way back when the Black Plague came along, they tried to figure out why some families succumb and others didn't, and it had to do sometimes with whether they had something other than a dirt floor, water source that was better. Then we go to hot and cold running water, and now we're so far beyond that into these kind of hygienes that nobody knows about, but the benefits are enormous. It's as though we were getting a toothbrush for the first time and never had one before. So, kind of thing that you should do every day. And people always ask, well, when should I quit? Well, you should stop using Pure 47, using Rick's Zeolite, on the same day that you quit taking a shower on the outside, and the same day that you quit brushing your teeth for the same reason. You don't need to anymore, because, well, you died. That's the problem right there. So until then, these are really useful, protective forms of hygiene. That's all it is. But it's so, so good. I think that's what I wanted to say today. Okay. Anybody want to jump in and add or take a different direction? All right. That was kind of a little report on Saturday's call with Dr. Samuelson. You can find it in the WhatsApp inner circle listing by just climbing the last Saturday. It's not very far up at this point. And I would really just soak it up. Just love every minute of it. You're going to be so prepared the next time you have an opportunity for a conversation. And so that's what we got. I was going to talk a little bit about pre-digested and digestion-assisted foods, because we're running into people that are so sick. But we'll save that for next time. That's it. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. I really appreciate it.